Hello there. Welcome back to another episode on the Vitality Hub podcast. My name is Elena and I talk all things vitality, whether that's emotional, physical, spiritual, mental. My goal with this show, with this podcast, is to educate you, share my experience, bring on guests who share similar values, to just expand your understanding and really provide you the useful, applicable tools that you can practice in your daily life and enrich your experience, feel more vital, more energetic, more at peace and harmony with yourself. And this is a solo episode of me talking about hypnotherapy. Now, a lot of people, when they hear hypnotherapy, something with hypnosis, they think about those shows where people make them clock like chickens or make them forget things. Those are very memorable experiences, I can imagine, though this is not what hypnotherapy is about. So a little bit I will share about my own story, how I discovered hypnotherapy, how that helped me solve my key issues in my life, and to explore the different types of hypnotherapy, because it's not just one hypnotherapy, to help you distinguish which one is best for you, how can you apply it, how can you even apply it right now without a need of a hypnotherapist or some course. Basically, I just want to share something that could help you start practicing it and demystify what hypnotherapy is and just set you on the path to explore it and find useful ways how you can incorporate it in your life. Because it doesn't have to be 100% pure hypnotherapy. You can find bits and pieces here and there and enrich your life. So first of all, a little bit about my story, how I came across it, because I feel like it's interesting that I've been using hypnotherapy in my life for the last 10 years, though I've only been training in hypnotherapy and actually taking hypnotherapy sessions for the last, I would say, 4 or 5 years. But I was practicing it without even knowing it. So how did that happen? From the very early years, maybe even when I was 4 or 5, I had this thing called vasovagal syncope. I didn't know what it was at that time. I just knew that from time to time, when I need to have a bowel movement, I would just faint. And that was terrifying to me. And I just remember as a little kid, just fainting on the ground and like half pooping, half... Okay, I don't want to paint a descriptive picture about it, but it was really bad. And I didn't know what it was. My mom didn't really have time to explore it, and the doctors didn't really understand it. How can a bowel movement trigger something like fainting? And I've only actually discovered the proper term for it very recently. Yeah, so basically that's what it was, and I just was trying to find ways how I can manage it. It wasn't very often. It was maybe a few times in a year. But then I discovered in a book or somewhere that you can control how your body is with your mind, with your words. So then the next time when I was feeling like this fainting is coming over, I just started telling myself that everything is okay. I'm feeling calm. I'm feeling relaxed. I'm all good, I'm doing just fine. And I just remember singing it to myself, I'm just fine, I'm all good, everything is perfect, I'm feeling good. It was like brainwashing myself. But surprisingly, it worked. And ever since then, I never had another vasovagal syncope. So that was my first encounter with like self-hypnosis. I didn't know what it was then. And then 10 years ago, that's when my real self-hypnosis training came about. Though there was nothing about the hypnosis in the training. It is called the Silva Method. And I went for a 2-day training. And basically, all it was is training myself how to hypnotize myself, how to go into the alpha state quickly through counting, through visualizations. And they were teaching this method as a way to manifest things, to heal your body, to, yeah, basically construct your life. And it was a very useful course. It definitely changed a lot in my life. And I remember before taking the course, I was really struggling with falling asleep. After the first day of the course, something happened that it resolved naturally. I didn't even need to use the methods that the course suggested to use for insomnia. Just naturally, after being able to hypnotize myself into this alpha brainwave state, I just never had problems with insomnia ever again. And that, to me, I remember was really just fascinating, how I can basically hypnotize myself to remember dreams, to learn better, to control my body's relaxation responses, and to get better faster, like from a recovery from a disease or illness. And that's what I've been practicing without calling it hypnosis, hypnotherapy, nothing like that. It was just my little, I know, weird thing that I had in my inner lab, and I would go there and heal myself basically through hypnosis without knowing it and not really knowing how to explain it to people, even though I knew there was science behind it, behind the alpha brainwave state. But I just, you know, telling someone you have an inner lab that you go and visualize how you heal yourself, maybe not a conversation for everyone. I feel like now it's broader and more people understand it and not underestimate it. But I don't know, 10 years ago, it was a bit of a, not everybody was into it. And fast forward a few years, I was in uni, I was juggling like 3-4 jobs, I was doing extra assignments, wanting to score 100 at every my uni assignment. So basically, I had a lot on my plate without even realizing. Also, I moved to another country, I had to support myself. And yeah, I just remember those months when I didn't even have enough to pay rent. And that was a lot of stress on my body. And having stomach issues since childhood, whenever I'm stressed, my stomach, my belly, the whole digestion just goes out of whack. And that's what happened. So I started going to doctors to see if something is wrong. And after going through all the tests, doing all the dietary lifestyle modifications there is, a doctor just recommended me try hypnotherapy for IBS, for irritable bowel syndrome. So that's what I did. And it did work really great in conjunction to the low FODMAP diet and other interventions that I've been doing. So I was using hypnotherapy for myself to manage my IBS, to bring deep calm and relaxation to my body, but I never really thought about offering it to my clients or qualifying as a hypnotherapist, because I know it just seemed like a tangent from my scientific research-based psychology training and helping clients with their nutrition and habit change, until there was one client that didn't really work. All those different approaches that worked for my other clients, for her, I could sense that there was something deeper that just was kind of not allowing her to do that. So I just suggested her to try something different. And I just applied same approaches that I was using on myself to bring deeper calm and to harmonize my life in the areas that I wanted. And for her, it worked so well that then I went and got trained as a hypnotherapist. And since then, incorporating it into my practice, and I just found it works so well in conjunction with my other ways of working with clients. So that's a little bit of my story, how I got into hypnotherapy and now using it with my clients. Now, what are the different ways to use hypnotherapy for? What can it help with if it's a right fit for you? So there are probably endless situations how you can apply it, endless illnesses and conditions. But key things that I use it for and for my clients is sleep, because that has to do a lot with relaxation, with being able to clear your mind. That is conditions like IBS, chronic pain that cannot be solved through some medical intervention, and you just have to learn how to deal with that, like unexplained migraines and IBS, some autoimmune even issues. I'm not saying it's a cure for it, but it definitely helps to manage it. Then there's childhood trauma, the whole traumatic events, dealing with them, because you can come back and do memory reconsolidation. Then there's performance anxiety for public speaking, for taking exams at work, any type of anxiety. Some people use it for habit change, and that's what I do as well. Habit change, emotional eating, disordered eating, even smoking cessation. There are hypnotherapists who specifically train in smoking cessation. So now there are different types of hypnotherapy, but it all has one unifying aspect, is the work with the subconscious mind. It's going deeper into a deeper brainwave state, alpha, theta brainwaves, to kind of turn off this chatter that always goes in your mind and go into the subconscious mind to work through suggestions, through imagery, through sound. And for each client is different. Some people are very visual and I can see everything. Some people are more sensey, feely. Some people are more sounds, and some people even can smell and feel things. So it's about working with the subconscious mind to bring about the change from inside out. But there are different hypnotherapy forms, and some work better for certain reasons. For example, there's the traditional hypnotherapy, and it's mostly used through suggestions, going into a deeper state of being and using imagery and guidance through suggestions to impact a change. And this can be combined with all other hypnotherapy forms because it's like the very basic thing. Then there's cognitive behavioral hypnotherapy, and it combines cognitive behavioral therapy with hypnotherapy, basically working with the mind, with negative thoughts, reframing those thoughts on more of the mind level. I would say it's better than CBT alone because it combines the subconscious patterns, something that we are not necessarily aware of when we're performing certain actions. Then there's Ericksonian hypnotherapy, something that I also got trained in because it uses the indirect suggestions through storytelling, and that's very much tailored to people who are maybe more skeptical of the direct suggestion. For example, what the classical hypnotherapy uses through guided imagery and really telling the client where to go to. And the Ericksonian hypnotherapy is more of a gentle way approaching hypnotherapy, and the client basically hypnotizes themselves. Another duo is the NLP neuro-linguistic programming combined with hypnotherapy. And that's more on focusing, again, the language patterns that we're using. And it also has techniques like anchoring, reframing, that really allows for a deeper change inside out. Another form is regression hypnotherapy, and some people even do past life regressions, though I'm not specializing in that, not really my jam, but regression hypnotherapy can be very useful for traumatic events, to come back to the event and see it from a different angle, to see how memories are so subjective and we can actually reframe what happened, and that changes how we feel now and how we can approach the future because of that memory was changed. You can picture this as a movie. For example, if you're watching a movie and at the beginning of the movie an actor does something inappropriate, for example, and then as you watch the movie, when you get to see the bigger picture, why it happened, and you can see how that relates to other things that are actually turned out to be good, then that inappropriate behavior gets different tone completely, and you might change your outlook on the hero itself. So the same can happen for our lives. It usually does when we are in childhood. Things usually seem different than they actually are. And coming back, we can reframe what happened, and that just changes how we feel now. Hope that makes sense. And now, one of my favorite forms of hypnotherapy is actually parts hypnotherapy. To me, that was the most powerful out of all of them, because we all have those contradicting parts inside of us. One wants to eat the cookie and one wants to stay healthy and not eat the cookie. A lot of my clients were struggling with emotional eating, and I was using CBT techniques to help them manage that and find new ways relating with food, with their bodies. Though actually, when I started using parts hypnotherapy, when I would need before like 3-4 sessions with a client to really reframe that, one session with parts hypnotherapy does the job perfectly. And that actually led me to now qualifying for the internal family systems and somatic work practitioner, because parts are governing so much of our daily actions and how we perceive the world, how we feel, and there are inner wounded children who just want attention through certain, sometimes harmful behaviorals for us, but then we can't manage to get them to quiet down because they keep sabotaging us. And exiling them is not an option because it just makes things worse. And that's why I really love parts hypnotherapy, because it allows to see the good intention behind each of the detrimental part. For example, a lot of my clients are struggling with overeating, let's say, and we vilify that part. We hate ourselves for it. Why do you have to eat so much? Why do you have to want to eat in the night and all these desserts? And it just makes bigger gap between us or the part that wants to eat healthy and the part that wants to eat late at night. And the further apart those parts are, the bigger conflict comes about, and we can't see the good in this other part, that actually this other part wants to bring us comfort, wants to bring us ease, maybe bring us childhood memories. And when we reframe it like that, our relationship changes to the part, and now this part doesn't have to prove itself, and we can find different ways to find that comfort. I feel like I could talk about this for hours, because I just am so fascinated about this. And then there's other types of hypnotherapy, like the RTT by Marissa Peer, and I know it's quite popular now. She combines also a few different approaches, but these are basically the main things that are used in hypnotherapy, with combination of coaching and guided imagery and all of that. I like to include something practical in each episode. So I mentioned in the beginning that all hypnosis is self-hypnosis, and that you can do it too without the need of a practitioner. Of course, if you are trying to solve a specific problem, you're not so aware of the different parts, or comfortable with going into the past, and you don't really know how to hold yourself with difficult emotions, actually, I would suggest to do any kind of work like that, to have someone who is trained in hypnotherapy, parts hypnotherapy, IFS, internal family system, somatic practitioner. There are so many different kinds, right? It doesn't mean that hypnotherapy is the answer for everyone, but to have someone who is in their center, regulated, and can hold space and can guide you through those difficult emotions, different difficult memories, and to find that integration, it's very important. But if you just want to experience the good effects of hypnotherapy, such as relaxation, calmness, better sleep, better focus, all you have to do is go on YouTube, type guided hypnotherapy for such and such, and there are actually so many guided meditations / hypnotherapy that you can use. And once you listen to a few of those, after a while you can just remember what it feels like, this deep, relaxed state, and you can get yourself into that throughout the day. In Silva Method, they teach instant calming techniques like pressing the three fingers, and that's something they took from NLP or vice versa, I don't know. And you can just anchor this deep relaxation in your body. So if you are using the guided hypnotherapy on YouTube or with someone, you can just imprint this deep relaxation somewhere in your body by pressing it and saying to yourself that the next time when you want to feel this deep sense of relaxation, you can just perform the same action, press the same part, either it's fingers or some certain part of you on your body, and you can get yourself into this relaxed state. And that will be a very useful tool for you to regulate your nervous system throughout the day, or when you have stressful situation, like give a speech or perform an exam, just to relax yourself without needing to do breath work or meditate for 20 minutes. So that would be my tip for you to start practicing self-hypnosis with counting, imagery, whatever you like. So that's it for today's episode. I hope you took away something, you expanded your knowledge of what hypnotherapy is, how it might look like, and which type of hypnotherapy you would like to try. If you found this useful, share it with a friend, discuss it with someone, because as we share information that we learned, we learn deeper and we find ways to incorporate into our lives, and even better so, do it with someone. That is it. See you in the next episode.